Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. Well, almost 2 weeks ago, we reported about the tragic death of a tourist on the island. Well, a few days ago, Eyewitness News in the States shared a story about the family of the victim, Jamie Lambros, who died in Bermuda.
Joey Pappas describing the circumstances of his brother's death on October 7th. 11 family members on a cruise here to Bermuda at what seemed like an idyllic beach, Horseshoe Bay. But 48-year-old Jamie Lambros of Deer Park spotted a 10-year-old boy. He was struggling far out in the water. Horseshoe Bay, a top tourist attraction here in Bermuda, but not staffed year-long with lifeguards.
If there's signs and warnings, that kid would have never been on the beach and my brother wouldn't have been a hero.
Now, the Department of Parks did confirm that there was signage and warning signs on the beach. The family of the victim also shared their warnings for other tourists who visit Bermuda.
His family now hoping other tourists understand this spot is well advertised on cruise lines, but not the inherent risks.
There's no rescue skis. There's no emergency teams that are going to get there in time.
We want change. We want tourists to be safe. We never want anyone else to feel this pain, ever.
Eyewitness News reached out to Bermuda police who claim there were signs regarding the rough waters due to hurricane season.
Now, I reached out to a former lifeguard in Bermuda and asked if tourists going into the water to try and save others has happened more frequently or if it's unusual. And they said that while themselves or their colleagues were lifeguards, nobody had drowned this way, largely because of procedures put in place by their boss. And that many rescues involve multiple people trying to help other beach patrons. I also asked about rescues they may have made and common incidents of life-saving measures to which they responded.
Holidays, increasing cruise ship numbers, and hurricane season are all factors that lead to high rescue numbers. The common denominator is usually rip currents. The lifeguard service does a great job at advising the public on water conditions and beach hazards, rip currents, man of war, etc. Some people just choose to ignore or are oblivious to warnings and signage. Some people just flat out ignore lifeguards and end up getting cut off, stung, or rescued. A recent cut match, the lifeguards had 22 plus rescues at Horseshoe in a single day while managing the ongoing mayhem that is Beachfest. In closing, when asked, should lifeguards be required all year round and not just seasonal, they said, quote, absolutely, if not a full 20 strong roster, there should at least be staff to man beaches when cruise ships are in, which is now all year round, more or less, end quote.
And in your sports-related news, the Chicago Red Stars, which is home to Bermuda's Golden Boot girl, Leilani Nesbitt, has advanced to the 2024 National Women's Soccer League playoffs. And the team now single-handedly boasts the second most playoff appearances, 8 in total, in the National Women's Soccer League history. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.